So we feel safe in our own circle, in our community. Yeah. The church also has a big impact. Right. There gives also a lot of comfort and safety. And I think that people, for them, that's enough. Gives them enough comfort. But when they get confronted with issues that has to do with local policy and everything, then that's the moment they don't know the way.
Then they
try to find help within their own community, within their own circle. But sometimes it's not enough. So we have to step outside that circle.
It's very important.
It's
because the no church is giving them benefits, you know, social benefits, like when they are not working, they still need money. So no church is doing that. No church is giving them their social benefits. So
we
don't have that. We're not so rich like that to be giving social benefits to our members. So they need to step out, and if we need to learn the language, force ourselves to learn the language and mix up, because for me, I think I don't see the reason why we have to leave Africa, come here, and be clustering in groups again. I mean, it's not, you must allow the integration and the whatever assimilation to take place. And then you take some things that are good here, and, you know, process them within your soul, and then and assimilate them. And the things that are not good enough, you leave them. But to totally reject that and then be in little cubicles, I don't think that is a way forward. Otherwise, we are in a foreign land, and yet we are still very timid. And then we go to Africa, we have nothing to show that we are beaters. You know?
That's true. I was born here. So. For me, it was easy to know everything, the structure, and how this country works.
You're a Dutch
person. I'm a Dutch African. But for people who come here, and I can understand this, because you come in a strange country, and everything is new, you don't know the way. You go to the place that's very familiar.
With you,
And that's also a challenge for the people already here to help those people who are new, to guide them in the Netherlands, in the new country, to show them that things are not as scary as they think, and also that other people are willing to help. Ask for help.
Okay, but to facilitate, you know, this thing we're talking about, really, and it's easier as a group, as an entity, to deal with these issues, like even to approach the government. Like you said, if people organize themselves, you know, then they bring their issues forward. They're able to interface with the government, and the government can interface with them. Things like that. I know for a fact that there are several African, let's say, local associations of people from different particular areas or different parts of the country or Africa who have groupings in the country. Most of them, they use it to support themselves, get along. I think, these are okay enough. I mean, but then, what should be the next step in making sure that they use these platforms to become a bit more visible and to translate them into steps that can benefit them better in terms of the assimilation and integration that we are hoping to get? Because there are on the ground several local groups, people from different groupings, areas, on the ground.
But now the next step, and that's very important. My advice is mobilize, come together, form a bigger group, or understand local policy. I will always say educate yourself, understand the local policy, the local structure, so then you know on which topics you can address things. If you know the local policy on about labor market or about schooling or about, then you can translate your own issues in that policy. So you need to know the local policy to actually speak the language of the local policy politicians, so you can address things to them. If you go to I also give example, if you go to a stadhuis, you come there, I want subsidy because we have problems, and they say what do you want? But if you know the local policy, you say, well, I saw in your policy that you are trying to enhance children to improve their schooling. Or yeah, I see these things. So we have problems in our community. Can we address those things on those issues that are in your policy? Yeah. Try also always make a link with the policy, so exactly. Educate yourself exactly. To know what's going on. And sometimes, to say it very blunt, sometimes we take it in the African way. In Africa way, if we have connections, we can get things done.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, but here, you have to follow the steps in the system.
Like connection here.
If you want to have subsidy, you go learn about the subsidy forwarder, the regulations, the periods where you can ask subsidy. Yeah. Those are the conditions, and this is when you can expect an answer. It has a system.
Okay.
And you don't go, it's not, you go to start till you know someone, hey, can you arrange subsidy for me? And then you get mad that you don't get it. It doesn't work in that way. So, and then use the, because the system is also beneficial for you. Yeah. A system, if you are not treated right, it will also help you to get it clarified.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are dealing with a very important topic here, perspectives on issues plaguing African minority groups in the Netherlands. So just in case you're following us, you have a question or remark, feel free to give us a call on studio line 0207371619. Our guest this morning is Dr. Andres Augusto de Campos Neto.
Yeah.
Who works with the Minister of Social Affairs in The Hague. Our very special guest. He is very, very knowledgeable on these issues. But okay, let me take you back to the days you were growing up.
Yeah.
You're an African ancestry, born here with other, I'm sure you were in school with other native Dutch people. Can you tell us a bit about
how did you feel?
How was it like for you in terms of when you saw maybe a level of maybe connection, integration, let me put that way, between your immediate community, you as an African Dutch young man, and also the other native Dutch people.
Yeah.
What did you see them, and which maybe is different?
Did you see yourself different? Yes.
Well, you see, also see with my kids at a young age, they don't see differences.
Yeah,
they don't think about differences, and that's what I experienced. Also, I was raised in the Southeast, and I had Dutch friends, Italian, Surinamese, Curacao, African, and we never thought
we're all together.
Your ethnicity wasn't the issue.
Yeah.
But when we grow older, we make it the issue.
Yeah.
But I was lucky enough to be raised up in a time when with no social media, we only had three channels on TV, and then you weren't influenced much like now.
Yeah.
Now there are a lot of discussions going on, and even more, your ethnicity is more stressed and emphasized even more now these days. But when I grew up, we just played together.
Yeah.
So only when I grew older, I became more aware of my identity as an African, and that the media portrayed you as it may be different, but when you
as kids, it never was an issue.
How did that make you feel when you began to realize that you were
it made me even more powerful.
Really?
Yeah.
Because originally you were thinking you are just Dutch.
Yeah, because when I was young, I was really Dutch. I said, I'm Dutch. I'm the kid. She's my queen. Princess Beatrix, the former queen. She's my queen. And I was very Dutch. And when I grew up, I became more aware of my identity. But I saw it in a positive way.
Yeah.
That, I'm more than just Dutch. I'm African. I'm from Cape Verde, Portugal. Became more interested in where I come from.
Yes.
But then I became to see that that also gives you power, because if people come here and they leave the country, they don't do it because they're going on holiday, because they want to survive.
Yeah.
And if you're able to survive, that means you are strong.
Yeah.
So I always thought, I'm strong. I'm a strong person.
Yeah.
But raising up here and with all those minority groups gave me that experience, but also to learn the way of the system and how it works.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a it was a positive way of growing up, and we had a really good mixed school with a lot of influences and the Dutch influences and other influences. So yeah, it gave me a lot of context to.
Now the question just popped up in my mind. There are some groups, or let's say ethnic groups, who have gone a step further, set up schools like a Basra school for the Islamic Basra school, Christian Basra school, and sometimes even like people from the Africa Caribbean area to have kind of schools. Is that
you would hear him saying something like this?
Oops. Sorry, I've gotta have to end it here. Thank you for being part of this lovely day. I want to just wish you a good week. Good day and a good week. Until we come your way again next week. God bless you.
To sing his praise. It's all my music in my ears. The sweet name. A name I love to hear. His love will I proclaim. It sounds like music. Sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm on a revolution to the fullest. Yeah.
Liba, Mide, Nami, Liba, Moto.